high noon having arrived, we will call the House Tax Committee to order when we have a quorum. We're very fortunate today to have with us Chair Garofalo to present to us House File 843, and I do believe there is an author's amendment. So if you could please, and to the folks in the audience here, it's my intention to listen to Chair Garofalo, and of course we will only be talking in this committee about any tax provisions. So Chair Garofalo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Well, there are four sections of the bill that I'll be removing with the author's amendment. The first is House File 684. That's the Fabian TIF provision that allows for TIF to be used for workforce housing. Second of all is the temporary sales tax exemption for new propane storage that comes to Representative Baker in House File 550. In addition, House File 408, this is Representative Torkelson's provision regarding whether levy limits should apply to wind production tax revenues. And then fourth and finally is the exclusion of energy pricing, gas and electricity purposes from the CTIP provision. So I have an amendment to delete all those from the bill. And as soon as we have a quorum, I'll move the bill and I'll move that amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, so Chair Garofalo, when we have a quorum, you will move your bill and you will move your amendment, the A56 members. And then it's my intention to ask Mr. Michael a question and say, are there any other issues regarding taxes that are in this bill? And if the answer is no, then it would be my intention to, we're not going to discuss policy regarding your committee, Chair Garofalo. We will be asking the department if they have any comments once this amendment is adopted. In fact, I'll do that right now. Mr. Cummings, does the department wish to testify on behalf of this bill if the amendment is put on?
Not as amended.
Not as amended. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, let's go to, if you could please, I guess you did present where we're at, and we're not going to take up any provisions regarding the purview of your committee. So with that, we'll open up for member questions at this point, and as soon as we have a quorum, we will take care of some official business here. Chair Lincheski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I apologize. I did provide an amendment to Mr. Brubus yesterday, and I'm just wondering if, Mr. Chair, you can tell me if, and it seems like it is, if the author's amendment, or maybe Mr. Michael can tell me, and the amendment I brought are identical, which my guess is they are, but I just wanted to be sure on that.
Mr. Michael, if you could explain what happened during the process here.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Lincheski, yes, Representative Garofalo's amendment is identical to your amendment.
Okay, other questions for members? And I think, members, this could be like a really quick meeting if we get a quorum, because the tax issues that we would discuss are being removed by the Garofalo amendment. Is there anyone else from the audience that would wish to testify on the tax provisions that will no longer be there on this bill? Okay, seeing none, we need to get a, and then the department, as amended, is okay for the record? Okay. Chair Lincheski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't know if we're being televised, but maybe we could start talking about other people's provisions that they care about, and maybe they would show up to the committee and we could get a quorum. or maybe we could, I don't know, if you have any good ideas that might instill the rest of the members to get here.
Yes, that very point very, very well taken.
I'd like to make a motion.
Chair Garofalo.
Mr. Chairman, I'm suspecting we may have a quorum up in room 200 right now. That might be the issue. So,
No, it's empty? You went there? Oh,
okay. Yeah, we just left there. That's empty.
Huh? Maybe if we could.
Chair Garofalo leads the legislature in tweeting. Maybe he should be tweeting about this.
Could you get some folks on so we can pass your bill? Oh, no, that's not your job. That's my job. Okay, so we'll.
The chairman in charge of his own tweet account.
Yeah, they still let me have my own account. Yeah, they took the committee account away from me.
How short are we?
We are. We need two more. Oh, good. Got one. All right.
Who's next? They get to buy rolls next committee. Who's
the next person walking in gets to buy rolls for the next meeting tomorrow.
Well, then
he'll never get anybody. strike that last statement from the record.
They won't know.
Are you counting me, Mr.
What they don't know will cost them.
What's Are that? You counting me? Because I am on the committee.
Yep, we got you.
Mr. Chairman,
Chair Carlson.
perhaps our caucus missed the target of opportunity here. This bill is quite controversial.
And yeah, I can count too, Chair Carlson.
It wouldn't be the first time that the bill had some difficulty in the tax committee if that were to have happened.
I remember some, yes, several times. Mr. Cummings, please testify to something.
Mr. Chair, my name is Paul Cummings, and I'm the Tax Policy Manager at the Minnesota Department of Revenue. I just wanted to say that, as amended, it takes out the tax provisions from the bill. But I don't want to leave the impression that because the tax provisions are removed from the bill, that my saying that the department is okay with this is a statement from the administration on this bill.
Well, the tweets already went out. They're gone. Kind of like trying to put toothpaste back. Toothpaste, too. No, point well noted and point well taken.
Maybe we could, Mr. Chair,
Chair Carlson,
the author of the bill, if he could define for us what might be controversial in the bill.
Actually, we really don't care in this committee.
Well, we're just trying to take some time to see if we could get some more folks here.
I'm just
one more
trying to protect the integrity of the tax committee here. And
Mr. Chairman,
Chair Garofalo,
I could talk about some things that maybe everyone in the bill would like. I mean, so for example, I think people can enjoy. Can support the fact that this bill makes energy cleaner and more affordable. I think people like that. I think as was evidenced by the Pioneer Press editorial today, the extra money that we're putting into fraud enforcement is something that people can get behind. I did make a point of listening to members of the Minority Caucus and included some of their finance items they prioritized for funding and included their provisions in the bill. But I know this is the tax committee, so...
Yes, I'd like to keep it tax issues.
That's all I got. Sorry.
But Mr. Chairman, it's hard to talk about tax issues when there aren't any in the bill.
That's right. So you should be able to make
I was just trying to be helpful, Mr. Chairman, kind of keep the conversation going by asking if there was anything controversial in the bill.
Chair Lincheski, did you count Torkel? We got him. Okay. where is everybody?
There have been 200. I told you, Mr. Chairman.
It's like we had the rapture, and we're the ones that are left.
There's no folded clothes, sir.
And Mr. Chairman, if that's the case, I'm on the wrong side.
Left behind. They got a movie for that.
Well, we could take a moment of silence. One of my heroes, Percy Sledge, passed away yesterday. I was traumatized by that.
There we go. All right.
Most of you in this committee are probably too young to know.
Mr. Chairman, I move House File 843 be recommended to pass and refer to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Let's call the meeting to order first. Oh. I will officially call the meeting to order. Representative Simonson moves the minutes of April 14th. Any additions or corrections? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevails. Thank you, Representative Simonson. Okay. Chair Garofalo.
Mr. Chairman, I move House File 843 be recommended to pass and refer to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Actually, we're not going to recommend to pass. We're going to recommend it to move it to Ways and Means.
Re-refer.
Re-refer to Ways and Means. There's a big difference. I spent a lot of time on a court case on that one. I could tell you all about it sometime.
That's right. Okay, yeah.
Mr. Chairman,
I'll move the A56 amendment.
Okay. Representative Garofalo moves the A56 amendment. As we've already talked about this, members, this removes the tax provisions in House File 843. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. We now have the bill in the order the author would like. Is there any discussion to the tax provisions in House File 843? Oh, that's right. There aren't any. Okay, discussion from members. Representative Moline.
Mr. Chair, I just came in late, but the UI provision, the unemployment, is that under the purview of the committee? It's not. I withdraw my question, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions on provisions that don't exist? Okay, with that, Representative Garofalo renews his motion, House File 843, as amended, be re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Any public testimony? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Members, thank you for your work today. Don't stop believing. We have our meeting tomorrow at what time? 10:15, normal time, normal room. Thank you very much, members. Don't stop believing. Good government all the time. We are adjourned.